back to the NutriMedical Report, and Michelle is here to give you, and is going to do a video afterward in about an hour and a few minutes. But Michelle is here, the host with the most, is here to make you smile, make you laugh, give you some scripture, and hopefully together we'll answer your questions in a logical sequence that'll actually be slow enough so you can actually absorb it and understand what we're talking about.
And I'm here to tell you to order. Everybody listened last week. First thing I want to say is thank you, thank you, thank you, because it seemed that the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and we did have a lot of new people that were placing first orders, especially for the Nutru Silver. Some vitamin max and some other things, but I just want to say thank you to you. I know that you have appreciated us, and I know that perhaps we never asked for your support before, and I just wanted to say thanks. So,
also, I do want to mention, though, that even when I asked you last night, that you did have a number of emails that need to be processed, that they need to be said, hey, just buy a product, any product, and you become a customer, and then we'll answer your questions.
That's true. That is true, and I guess I have to do that, don't I? Reminding me of what I have to do. Anyways, having said that, we have a sale coming up, and of course it's Bill's birthday again. However, this one is the big 6-5.
Yeah, I call it my, it's the 65th. I was born 5 minutes after midnight, so I have an excuse for being late, and I call it, I call it my birthday, but it's actually my DOA day.
What's that?
I was a footling and leg breech popped up.
Oh, I remember.
And the surgeon put, Dr. Ollies put a leg back, and when he delivered me, because he thought he was going to have to do a craniotomy, my father told me, because his sister was an obstetric nurse. Mm-hmm. Craniotomy is where they crush your skull so they save the mother's life, and he told the obstetrician if he did it, he was going to kill him before he came out of the operating room. So he
And when
he, my father's a tough guy, okay? He was a good guy, but he's a tough guy in some ways, pain in the butt in other ways. But anyway, Dr. Ollies delivered me, but DOA. So I did survive. He didn't crush my skull. But I was gone 26 minutes before I came back. And they said, well, if he survives, he'll be dying in the ICU. But I didn't. So I guess God says, no, Deagle's going to be too much of a pain in the rumpus of the New World Order. I got to keep that character alive. Because somewhere down the road, he's going to be on a radio show. And he's going to ask questions, like with Ann Morrison, and give you good questions and information that you're going to need to know.
Well, you don't want my comment on what happened during that pregnancy, because remember, your mother was dieting. She was skinny as a rail.
Oh, yeah.
When she had you, you poor fellow.
And smoking. Lucky. And smoking.
Oh, my gosh.
It's amazing that I survived. I mean,
whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you
so the fact that I'm making to my 65th is pretty good, although, you know, all my parents, my father's relatives all lived in their 80s and 90s, and I found it partly why. Because when I get my 23andMe, I have the FOXO2 gene, which is relatively rare, but it's present very high frequency, and people live to be 100.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I think we'll be sitting here in our 80s, Bill, doing the show.
Causing trouble and getting better at it, too. I want to get better at causing trouble and have a bigger audience.
Yeah, you're good at that, and you'll still be good at it. Maybe even better.
I hope to improve. I'm always working at reaching higher heights.
Well, my dear, I did want to bring up the sale as I started to talk about the sale. And that's going to start midnight when, Bill?
Midnight tonight.
Midnight tonight.
And goes through midnight.
Goes to when?
Goes to midnight my birthday, the 15th. So that's basically, as it crests into the Thursday, which is next 16th, it's going to go all day on Dr. D's 65th.
Did you hear the plan I came up with? I think you forgot it. We're having a glass of wine last night. We had our birthday party last night, me and Bill.
Pre-birthday.
Because we're going to stay home, and we're going to cook at home on his birthday.
Yeah.
But you forgot I said the sale starts at 5 after, in honor of you being born 5 minutes after Valentine's, and it goes until 5 minutes after midnight.
But that'll be five after
your birthday.
But that'll be 5 after 9 o'clock Pacific time, because it's five after midnight Eastern.
True. Yeah. We'll put the 5 after in there.
Yeah, see? That's good
for some fun. So again, it'll be a sale on sales of the 3-packs and 6-packs,
and we also have our
free shipping
sale on our new products too, Arthritics and Omega Supreme Pro.
You know, every time I do this free shipping, we lose a lot of money in shipping. I don't know how Amazon does it.
No, are you going to do just the free shipping completely, or free shipping over 50?
I'm going to try to do it completely. I'm going to try to do it again. I know Mitzi always says to me it's kind of crazy when it gets, you know. But I'm going to do it again. Everybody, everyone's been really good to me and you, and I'm just going to do it again.
Yeah, and when I hear Price, Dr. Price, talking about the idea he may raise premiums on seniors, I got to say, we got to give you a break out there. Because, see, there's a lot of people, like I read one of our gentlemen in the first hour before I got Ann Morrison on because we're having trouble connecting with her, mm-hmm. with the Vonage out at the studios. Mm-hmm. I read his email, how much better, he's so healthy, and he's 65 now, he's also 65. And how he's so happy, he's got his Nutri-Meds, and he's healthier than he's been in decades, you know, since he was a child.
Wow.
And, you know, people need to know we're empowering you with information and with nutraceuticals. Do not think I'm endorsing other nutraceuticals and technology advertised on my show, because I don't. Don't think that your doctor, your naturopath, your chiropractor, acupuncturist knows what I know, because they don't. And if they think they do, get their permission for me to call them either off-air, or they can call in on-air, and we'll do a little mental dueling. Okay.
That reminds me, speaking of calling and telephones, I don't know if we I know I forget all the time to let you know that if you want to order by phone, it's 888-212-8871. And if you want to order online, it's NutriMedical.com, and it's NutriMedical.com.
And by the way, you can leave that message 7 days a week on the order line, even if we're not live, mm-hmm. and we'll just check our messages and get back to you, or take if you give your information, mm-hmm. we'll place your order. A lot of people have got their credit card and other information and address and so on. They just call and say, yeah, I need such and such.
Oh, a lot of people have us keep it here.
Yeah, and we already have the data here, so we just need to say, oh, this is what Mrs. Such and Such wants, or Mr. Such and Such, and we do it.
So our big Valentine's sale, how exciting. Another sale.
It's good. It's good. We're advancing the science of functional medicine every day. We're making more and more advances in it. And, of course, we also have specials on our QRMA and Metapathia. The QRMA is particularly fantastic to help people target exactly what they need. And I tell people, take what you need, not what you think you need, based on their functional medicine history, and the QRMA test is one of the best.
Bill, we have our Omega Supreme Pro.
Yeah.
The Pro is in. And the arthritics.
Yes.
Would you mind just refreshing my memory and everyone else's?
Well, the Omega Supreme Pro is...
What's different about the Pro from the regular Omega Supreme
well,
we used to have?
The amount of absorption varies tremendously on whether people can mycelize in their terminal ileum and absorb. So a lot of people, their absorption rate of fatty acids, whether it's fat-soluble vitamins or omega fatty acids, is very poor. Mm-hmm. This is like pre-digested, so the absorption rate is 400% higher. So one of these soft gels that's half the size of the old one mm-hmm. is more powerful than four of the larger suckers.
Oh, great.
More powerful than four. And the basis for all disease is acidosis, free radicals, and inflammation. And as soon as you take an anti-inflammatory, you reduce vascular
that
disease.
Pathogens too, no?
That's a fourth thing, but the most ones are inflammation. Pathogens are part of inflammation.
Oh.
And as soon as you take an anti-inflammatory, you reduce not only all vascular disease, like just take an Omega Pro, one pill a day, mm-hmm. will cut your deep vein thrombosis, heart attack, stroke, etc., vascular disease in half before you even take cardiovascular or other things. But it can also stop joint inflammation, inflammation of your bowel wall, inflammation of your tissues that can get stuck together, your interfascial planes of, say, your iliotibial band on the side of your leg, or tendon sheath, or whatever repetitive motion activity of your hand if you're doing a repetitive activity. So just doing that tilts the balance. Like we had Dr. Barry Sears on a few years ago, and he's a biochemist and a doctor, and because he shows clearly, and I've done it for decades, if you measure someone's fatty acids, the ratio in North America in our diet is 50 to 1 abnormal in terms of pro-inflammatory fatty acids.
Mm.
For example, people eat non-grass-fed beef, which mm-hmm. is pro-inflammatory. They eat peanuts. They eat deep-fried stuff and soybean oil and so on. Mm-hmm. All these are pro-inflammatory. So if you eat pro-inflammatory fats, now all of a sudden you say, hey, I think I'll take an Omega Pro. I can't believe it. My joints and my hand don't hurt. I don't get leg cramps. My circulation, my legs aren't cramping up when I go for a long hike. And they don't understand. Their brain's going to start working better because their membranes in their brain and their myelin sheath is going to start improving because eicosapentaenoic acid is essential for making the myelin sheath of your oligodendrocytes.
What is in Omega Supreme Pro?
EPA, DHA, eicosapentaenoic acid, uh-huh. docosahexaenoic acids,
right.
as well as some fatty acids and some other minor factors. But those essential fatty acids are anti-inflammatory and they're necessary for For most of your cell membranes in the body require fatty acids. And if you have the right fatty acids, you can not only make blood vessel walls, but you can make myelin sheath in your brain and the other tissues. So
this is a daily important one.
Right. Now, the other one that's really good is our arthritics.
Yeah, what's that?
Arthritics is basically a whole new modulator. It's an immune modulator, so you don't need to take like four or five. The maximum dosage is like one twice a day. And it turns off what's called the cytokines that cause joint inflammation, connective tissue inflammation, sort your body. So you can use that along with Inflamex. It's a Wobenzyme N formula with serapeptase to break up adhesions. It's an anti-fibrinolytic. You can take it along with Cell Defense Plus, and you can take it with Collagen Max, which is choline-stabilized or salicylic silicon to rebuild collagen, elastic, hyaluronic acid. You can take it along with joint performance. It'll actually rebuild the glycosaminoglycans of your joints and tendon mender that epigenetically alters the tenocytes.
But Arthritics is specifically for
joints.
Both kinds of arthritis.
Osteoarthritis and rheumatoid.
And osteoarthritis. Yeah,
or any other inflammatory arthritis, scleroderma, lupus or erythematosus.
So this is specifically for those, which is great to have a product.
Oh, yeah. And but by the way, if you get developing osteoarthritic degeneration in your hip joints, and you take this early enough, you're not going to end up with eventually bone-on-bone, what we call eburnation.
Mm-hmm.
If you're taking it and you've been disabled by chronic pain and you're worried you're going to have to take Humira or a disease-modifying agent, this is a natural disease-modifying agent that doesn't screw up your immune system or cause cancer. These disease-modifying agents like Humira and these other ones for other inflammatory conditions like psoriasis, it'll help that too, psoriatic arthritis, right?
Mm-hmm.
It has no side effects because you start growing weird pathogens you get from your pets, or you can get even cancer because parts of your immune system get suppressed by disease-modifying agents. They don't tell you, except if you listen to the small print and, you know, on the product information, or the other 56 seconds after the commercial, they say, well, you might get a weird cancer, mm-hmm. but don't worry, you'll feel great beforehand.
I talked with our friend Ken from Georgia. Hi, Ken. I know he's always listening out there, and he's always got questions.
Right.
This one here is, he wanted to know, what product were you talking about that attacks 26 diseases?
We have an immunoglobulin that's coming out this year that actually is an avian immunoglobulin that is transfer factor to your immune cells. And has immunoglobulins that will block all the major pathogens. So instead of a vaccine, this is a transfer factor immunoglobulin memory cell technology that will actually transfer to human cells and your immune system the ability to fight all the major human pathogens.
How is that different from our Nutriimmune?
Nutriimmune is immunoglobulins that coat your respiratory and GI tract. So it coats and protects them from breakdown of the cell membranes and leakiness. Mm-hmm. So they're totally different technologies. This is a transfer factor.
About the immunoglobulins that are in the Aegis?
That's the same as a Nutriimmune, which is really important because the problem is that most of your immune system, 2/3 to 3/4, is in the Peyer patches of your gut wall or the Kupffer cells in your liver. And if those immunoglobulins aren't working, they can't protect you from pathogen entry to the tissues.
So how is this one?
This is a barrier. The immunoglobulin we have is a barrier immunoglobulin to protect your respiratory and GI tract. So if you have asthma or chronic lung disease, or you've got inflammatory bowel or leaky gut syndrome, inflammatory bowel disease, et cetera, or inflamed liver. The Nutriimmune is a protective immune barrier, especially respiratory barrier. This other one is actually a transfer factor to transfer to your immune system the ability to fight 26 major human pathogens. And it's coming down the road.
Like a vaccination type thing.
It's going to avoid
but,
it.
Because of course.
It's not a vaccine. It's not a vaccine.
I'm not saying that.
No, this is the way of actually.
It's going to work like that.
It's going to work like it. It actually transfers the immune memory to your immune cells of the ability to fight pathogens without any injections, without any toxicants, without heavy metals.
Well, this is the first I heard of it sitting here.
Yeah.
I find out everything from talking to you.
It's in development. It's coming down the road. It's in development.
Bill, Henry. Our friend Henry, not Henry, our Korean friend, Henry down the road in Corona,
right.
California. He's got a praise report with his daughter-in-law. I guess she's a little overweight, and she had problems with her knees. I don't know if you remember.
Uh-huh.
But he wanted me to tell you on the air today that just the tendon mender and the bone generator, I guess a few other, Nature Silver and other stuff, has healed her knee that they were going to do surgery on.
Right, she probably had tenosynovitis, which means she basically had periarticular joint inflammation. The most common are things like the IT band and the meniscal areas of the joint. It's not the actual joint itself, but the periarticular joint materials. And if that's the case, just a tendon mender and the bone generator. The next one, of course, I'd add would probably be joint performance to rebuild the hydroviscous layer in the joint. And the next layer would be probably inflammex. And, of course, if you've got serious inflammatory arthritis, then the arthritics, which is kind of a miracle stuff because it works really, really fast. And you don't have to take more. In other words, it's not like you take, you know, like four or five, you need more in order for it to work. You take one twice a day, and it modifies your immune system no matter how small or big you are. It literally shuts off the immune cytokines in your joints.
You know, Melanie, our friend Melanie from Florida, she wanted me to bring this up to you, and I'm not exactly sure if I'm saying it right, but I'm going to give it a try. And
right.
She was telling me that some doctor said that all of us here in North America have oval-shaped blood corpuscles, whereas in Europe and other places, they're round. And she said it was because of the pollution that comes up from South America or something.
Mm.
Hmm. You don't know what.
No, that's, I've never heard of that kind of correlation before. First off, if you're going to be able to actually tell the shape of a corpuscle, you have to get a scanning electron microscopy of it. And there's no evidence that there's a change in the tensile strength. Because remember, it's going to be, the corpuscle will be shaped like a little disc shape, a little kind of impression in the center, because of the tensile strength of the cell membrane. So there's no indication that they're going to be different shapes. So he's telling her a fairy tale.
Yeah.
Okay, and if you actually want to talk about pollution coming up from South America, I want to know, what is the pollution? Firstly, there's not anywhere near the industry as the United States. The pollution that's coming up, if you talk about anything, are viruses like Zika, which is only 15 base pair changes, and the 10,000 base pairs, and it's caused by us meddling with it, with Oxitec's 513A gene complex, which is a double-stranded DNA. And what it does is change the host to increase the oxidative stress. So now the base pair changes make it more likely to cause, you know, we call this this neurotrophic degenerative neurological disease, as well as degeneration of the eye and other structures. But it's only 15 base pairs, and it can be co-toxic with pesticides. For example, the pesticides you use to kill the mosquito are also neurotoxic. When they talk about pollution coming up from North South America, I'm thinking, I need more specifics, you know. I'm the kind of guy, if you get in court in a cross-examination, you do not want me on the other side of the bench asking you questions because I'm going to tear you apart.
Veronica from Alabama.
Yeah.
She's a 54-year-old woman, Bill. She was an occupational therapist, but now she is disabled from fibromyalgia.
Right.
Now, she wanted me to ask you that she had endometriosis really bad for years,
right,
and had a hysterectomy and everything else after that, and she wondered if that caused your fibromyalgia.
Well, first of all, what do you think endometriosis is?
That's what, inside the uterus.
Do you know where the first discovery research? There's an endometriosis society here.
Did
in
you
America.
Want me to answer the question? What I think it is?
Yeah, go ahead.
I had a girlfriend, one of my best friends, Joyce, growing up,
right,
in high school, and she had that. It was so painful.
Right.
And it's lesions,
okay,
right, inside the...
Where do you think that the major first discovery of endometriosis was made? Was it made in humans or something other than humans?
I don't know.
It was made in sheep in Minnesota.
Yeah, okay.
And the Endometriosis Society discovered they were associated with xenotoxins in the environment that are xenoestrogen molecules.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Now, what happens is the xenotoxin made the tissues much more liable to be infected with stealth pathogens. And it causes genetic changes so that these endometriosis tissues get activated and they can metastasize. You can find endometriosis tissue metastasizing even to the hilus of the lung and even the areas of the base of the brain.
Okay.
So endometriosis...
What does the sheep have to do with the person getting...
Because it's the xenotoxins in the environment. The xenoestrogen molecules trigger it off, but it's actually a pathogen that triggers it. And when you see it, it's a chronic mitochondriopathy of the mitochondria, and they end up with hypoxia. So if you biopsy the painful sections of the tissues, you'll find fibrotic changes in the tissue caused by the chronic mitochondrial hypoxia.
So is there a relationship between that and fibromyalgia then?
Directly.
Oh, wow.
That's what it is.
Very interesting.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
I know I got to do that now. And welcome back. And Michelle reminds me I got to change that.
That's a downer song. Where in the world did you get that?
I got that actually from one of our listeners in Germany that actually wrote that. He's actually very popular in Germany with what's called techno music.
It's horrible. Leave it in Germany. Gosh,
funny girl. Go
music.
Ahead.
We have better music here than that, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
They're not ABBA by any stretch.
Go ahead, please.
We'll start off with David from Oklahoma. I am getting healthier and healthier at age 65, so somebody else is 65, than ever before in my entire life and childhood, when I was so very, very sick
that's
and
the one
handicapped
I read. That's the one I read earlier.
All my life.
I read the whole thing earlier in the first hour.
Oh, you did?
Before Ann come on, because I was wondering, where's Ann?
You had nothing to do. I guess you had to read my stuff, eh?
I read that, I've already read it, so go ahead.
Have you?
You can cap it if you want.
David, I guess this is your day. Two reads in one day.
You're a lucky guy.
Well, I love the part here where he says, how he is, feeling much better because of, the supplements. They got rid of the pathogens, metals, and chemicals. So you've already said that?
Uh-huh.
So I'm not one to repeat, but he says that, did you see what he said down the bottom? I will say the illegal word, cure, cure, cure. Did you see that?
Yeah, that's pretty funny because, by the way, the fatal drugs allow people. The FDA doesn't allow people using natural therapies to use the word cure. I actually don't like the word cure. You know why? Even if we resurrect you from the dead, someday you're going to die. So even Jesus, when he raised the dead, like the dead girl, mm-hmm. she died eventually, but she went to heaven, but he cured her as a sign gift to say whatever else Jesus is saying, maybe you want to listen and pray on it.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Ray from Whitby, Ontario, Canada. Hi, Michelle. I spoke to you on the phone some time ago regarding atrial fibrillation.
Right.
A lot of people have that question.
Right.
It's what is it?
1 in 7 person over age 65 is atrial fib.
1 in 7?
1 in 7.
Male and female? Or
yes, male and female.
And what is it?
Atrial fibrillation is where the atria is firing at an excessive rate that's not tied directly to the atrial ventricular node. And as a result, you can have a ventricular response that can be fast, or you just may not, and you have what's called a slow ventricular response rate. Now, if you have a fast one, your cardiac index can drop, and you can actually start getting faint or other problems.
How serious is it?
Pretty serious. The regular doctors will try to medicate you with blood-thinning agents, but I don't like them. Eliquis, Xarelto, and
you mean it happens to people with viscous blood?
No, what happens is that 1/4 of the population has a patent foramen secundum from their left to right atrium, a flap valve, so that clots that originate in your legs or other parts of your body can get in your right atrium and sneak across to the left and shoot up to your brain and give you a stroke.
Oh.
But only 1/4 of the population. But how many doctors do you think are doing a transthoracic or transesophageal echo to determine who has a secundum defect?
I don't know, but I bet you're going to tell me.
Almost none. Now, the problem is, you can simply make your blood less thick by taking things like cardiovascular, has things in it to do that, natokinase, and lumbar kinase, which doesn't require blood testing. And you can prove that things are better by measuring a rheologic blood viscometry test, which is an independent test to look at non-Newtonian fluid dynamics of your blood, which the doctors never measure. Mm-hmm. They measure PTINR, fibrin degradation products, right? And they may measure, if they're really more advanced, soluble ICAM 1 and 2, and factor V Leiden mutation.
I haven't a clue what you just said.
So what I'm trying to say is that the doctors are lazy and sloppy, and they measure things like PTINR, indicating... prothrombin time and partial thromboplastin time. Those are the standard blood tests that doctors do, but they're useless in determining your blood viscosity. They do not measure blood viscosity. If you measure blood viscosity, which is the real measure of what's important, you can change that with things that are fibrous, like things like serofeptase and our Inflamex, or seroflozyme, which is a fibrinolytic, it'll get rid of clots. You can take natokinase, developed by Dr. Sumi in Japan and Dr. Holsworth in America, who I've had on the show over the past years. And you can take lumbar kinase, which we have a source that brings it in from the University in Beijing, China, standardized in America, that's 14 times stronger even than natokinase. And it will change your blood viscosity and reduce clots, but I do not like Coumadin rat poison, which is what it is, which kills rats, by the way. Eliquis, Xarelto, etc., which has lawsuits because it can make you bleed to death because it doesn't look at your particular genetics of your intrinsic and extrinsic blood pathways or your rheologic blood viscosity. And none, N-O-N-E, of the doctors, including cardiologists, are measuring blood viscometry. None.
Hmm.
So they have no idea what your blood viscosity is. They're simply looking at these other tests.
Wow, they give you the drugs.
And they give you the drugs, not knowing what's going to make you bleed out.
Well, Ray was the reason for his email was to get the access to the wellness conditions, which I emailed to him.
There you go. So you can, by the way, if you contact me, I'll give you a link to get a rheologic blood viscometry test done and a blood a lipid electrophoresis that actually tells you which lipid fractions are going to make plaque.
And the wellness condition password I have, if you'd like it, and you're a customer, just email me.
Yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
About 6 years ago, I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store without having to stop and rest. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Welcome back, and Michelle, you're here, you know.
Yeah, anyways, forget it, Bill.
It's a comedy of errors, isn't it? Yeah,
go ahead.
Where
are we, Bill? We've got Tony from Michigan. Tony says, "Good morning, Dr. Deagle. I am losing weight and afraid that I'm going to gain it back, and even more, like I did the last time I lost a significant amount of weight. What nutraceutical products can I take so this doesn't happen again? Thank you for all you do, as always."
Well, first off, what is obesity? Obesity is an inflammatory condition. Diabetes is an inflammatory condition. Mm-hmm. There's a decrease in what's called GLUT4 transporters and insulin receptors, an increase in glucagon and cortisol. So it's a polyhormonal imbalance. So the average person that's obese has got a metabolism that's suppressed below normal. They have elevated type what's called reverse thyroid hormone. If you want to do deep space travel to the nearest star system, which is Proxima Centauri, 4.6 light years away, you want to have RT3. Because if you have a patch or slow IV, you can less than one meal a month. Okay? Now, I had dietitians, master's level, at my office in Denver, because I took over the practice of Kent Remington, and I had 26,000 Mormon patients. A lot of them were really damn fat. Because they didn't believe in smoking or drinking, but they made babies and they ate a lot of food. And even when I put people
on
diets,
that Mormons are overweight.
Right, but even when I put them on diets, we had the dietitians monitoring them run at least 300 to 500 calories, which should kill you and starve you to death. We had the dietitians having every gram of food they ate, and their metabolism was so low, some of them had core temperatures 4 and 5 degrees below normal. Mm-hmm. Now, I brought the test from Germany with Dr. Otto Huhn to actually measure their metabolism, and I brought over the thing called the reverse thyroid hormone test from Germany. So for a period of around 5 years, I did 99% of the reverse thyroid hormone test, 99.99% in North America of all the tests with Dr. Huhn. What we discovered is that type 2 hypothyroidism, which is insulin-resistant hypothyroidism, is 50 times to 100 times more common than type 1, where you have antithyroid antibodies. So whenever someone's obese, they're all pre-diabetic. They all have elevated blood insulin, so it shouldn't be over 2 microunits of insulin per mil fasting blood insulin, right? So, yeah, don't worry about it. So, anyway, so the issue is that in order to counteract that, you take biotin plus, dibetylene, and don't worry about it. Biotin plus, dibetylene, right? Berberstatin, it lowers your insulin receptors, and your glucagon levels. You cut out carbohydrates, because carbohydrates are the devil, right? Right, and these things are carbohydrate blocking. You take glycemics, which has a component in the glycemics, which is meal replacement that actually will block carbohydrate absorption, and do meal and snack replacement. And you take leptin metabolic that will lower insulin and leptin resistance. Because the big disease that's literally capturing the entire planet is diabetes. And there's one of our fathers of internal medicine over 100 years ago, McGill University, wrote some of the major books 100 years ago of internal medicine for the whole world, for Harvard and elsewhere. And he said, if you know diabetes, you know medicine. And he was correct. The thing that's capturing and going to kill most of the population of the adult population in the future is diabetes. The University of California, Los Angeles came out this last past fall that 69% of the adult population, just by American Diabetic Association criteria, are either diabetic or pre-diabetic. 69, not 6.9%, 69%. That's a lot. Mm-hmm. They have impaired glucose tolerance curves. They have elevated hemoglobin A1C or fructosamine. They have elevated inflammation in their body. So everyone who's obese is basically a pre-diabetic.
And does it have anything to do with the thyroid?
Thyroid will fail a lot of time because the thyroid's being blocked by the reverse thyroid hormone. If you give RT3, and it's basically a hormone that probably similar to one that happens in bears when they go into hibernation. They have hibernation hormones, literally shut off their mitochondrial function.
Right.
Right. So it's really bad. And if you shut it off long enough, your cells go anaerobic, which is why cancer rates are 6 times higher in diabetics. Mm. Vascular disease rates are 6 times higher. And dementia is basically type 3 diabetes, where
so
the
how
astrocytes.
Do you reverse that, Bill?
You do what I just said. You use, dibetylene.
Yes.
Biotin plus with the minerals and the other cofactors.
Definitely the leptin. A lot of people say that made a difference.
Yeah, but there's biotin plus and dibetylene and berberstatin, the three biggie first ones.
The
biotin
first
plus.
Ones. Okay.
And then the second layer is leptin metabolic, glycemix, and minerals plus.
Cool.
Right? And if you maintain moderate exercise, I like the VibraSlim because it's very good for that, and walking. You don't need to do vigorous, we call crazy aerobic exercises that get you injured, or CrossFit, which is nuts, where you're taking those little things and throwing them over your head, those weights. Mm-hmm. And there's so many people with neck and head injuries from those things where they land on their head afterwards, like...
next, Bill, is Dave, friend Dave from Alpine.
Yeah.
Yeah, he usually contacts you through a personal email, doesn't he?
Right.
Anyways, he said he ordered the nutraceuticals that you recommended for him. Was that for his knee? Because then he says there were some cardiovascular tests that you suggested other than the normal ones. He wants to know what they are.
Yeah, I gave him an email back, but I'll tell you what those are. And they're not done by the regular doctors.
What was wrong with Dave?
He had a meniscal tear from playing baseball.
Yeah.
And he ended up needing meniscal repair, and I told him he needed to see an arthroscopic repair by an orthopedic surgeon, not a meniscectomy. You want to keep the meniscus, because if you remove it and don't remove the fragments and reattach it properly, surgically, nice and neat, you actually increase the rate of eburnation. In other words, the joint dries out, you eventually wear down the cartilage, and then you end up with bone-on-bone and a total knee replacement. And the usual typical doctor will do a mastectomy and then give you nonsteroidals or a disease-modifying drug, and then you're screwed and tattooed, as they say in the military, because then you lose the knee cartilage and ligament and hydroviscous layer, and now you are down to bone on bone, even if it's not hurting, and now you're going to need, say, 5 years or 10 years from now, a knee replacement.
But what's he looking for cardiovascular tests for?
Because his blood pressure is into orbit, and he's got a dyslipidemia. Even though he's normal weight, he's actually kind of skinny. And
you could be skinny. He's perfect weight.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. You can have dyslipidemia and still be pre-diabetic or have a dyslipidemia.
You can have what?
Dyslipidemia, abnormal lipids in your blood. And you think the doctors measure it? They do a nuclear magnetic spectroscopy through LabCorp and Quest, even though they should know better, that a lipid electrophoresis, including looking at apoproteins, will tell you whether or not the lipid fractions are going to kill you. And some idiots out there, including doctors, are still claiming that cholesterol causes plaque, and they're total morons. Cholesterol does nothing. Small particle HDL and apoproteins like apolittle A, etc., VLDL3 will hurt you. The worst is small particle HDL. And if you don't do a lipid electrophoresis, you have no idea what the apoproteins are. And if there's small particle HDL or VLDL3, actual levels, not estimated based on estimation from nuclear magnetic spectroscopy. So the doctors are sloppy, cardiologists, internists, and family doctors, and they all do estimations, and they all say stupid things like cholesterol's bad. I did the study with Dr. Moskowitz in 1978. I personally drew the bloods at Vancouver General, and their cholesterols were 2,800 to 3,500, these Eskimos and people in Northwest Territories. They had a pouch in their side made of seal leather with whale blubber in it. That was their gum. And they had cholesterols anywhere from 15 to 20 times higher than normal, and they had no heart disease. So the idea that cholesterol is bad for you is idiotic. Mm-hmm. It's idiotic. But the fractions that will kill you, they don't measure. And the interventions like HMG chorioreductase inhibitors like atorvastatin and so on are stupid and dangerous because 60% of the dry weight of your brain is made of, question marks, quotation marks, cholesterol.
Yeah.
So if you take out cholesterol, you not only damage their CoQ10, because CoQ10 coats all the fat globules in your arteries. So if you don't coat the fat globules, they stick to your artery wall and burn the hell out of it. And if you take out cholesterol, you lose the demyelination. So if you repeat a quantitative electroencephalogram or a T1 weighted MRI to see the person becoming demented, they've lost myelin sheaths or high speed saltatory nerve conduction from their anterior forebrain bundle and their hippocampus, and you can actually see it on the scan where they've lost their neural connections. So when people say this is smart, I had Dr. Graveline in my show 5 years ago from the NASA, and he, within 3 to 6 months of starting on Zocor, couldn't recognize his wife and developed transient global amnesia and became demented. Mm-hmm. And it's only when his family realized that they were screwing him and he stopped it and started on some things and I talked to him, gave him some nutraceuticals, his brain returned to normal. So these dumbass doctors are killing people and wrecking their brains and their arteries.
Next bill is Angela.
Yeah.
From Ohio. Hello, Dr. Bill. I am a lady who has facial hair, dark hair that is noticeable, growing around my chin area and both sides of my jawline. It began in the 40s, but has been increasing as the years go by and is quite annoying with the amount and frequency of tweezing having to be done, and I don't expect to have this as a woman. Is there a remedy?
Yes, there's three things you need to do. Mm-hmm. The first thing, you should need to see a dermatologist to get rid of the hair follicles that have already grown. Okay, number two, you need to take hormone synergy to block the conversion of female hormone in your ovaries or your adrenal glands into male hormone. And as you get older, the adrenal glands will start converting female hormone to male hormone in your adrenal glands or in your fatty tissues like your liver and around your internal organs. Mm-hmm. So the 8-perenylneurenogen in hormone synergy will block that.
What is it now?
8-perenylneurenogen. It blocks the conversion. It's inner hormone synergy. You take two capsules
the
in the morning.
Flash away hormone synergy will block that
conversion. And the third thing you can use is what's called Recitivil, and you can use it not only.
What was the first thing you said?
The first thing you want to do is see a dermatologist and get rid of the hair follicles. But the third thing you can do is use Recitivil, which is our receptor blocking agents, and it's natural, and it'll block the male hormone receptor. You can use it not only on your scalp but on your face, and it'll block the receptor so it won't activate the hair follicles to grow. And you can apply that a couple times a day.
And what's the hormone synergy going to do?
It's going to block the conversion from female to male hormone.
So I hear a lot of women.
Right, and it's, and basically it also indicates that they probably need to have an adrenal hormone test, and it's a saliva test, and you need multiple data points, 8 a.m., 12 noon, 4 p.m. in the evening, and we look at cortisol, DHEA, dehydroepiandrosterone sulfate, and melatonin. If your curve is abnormal, we give you adrenal support and DHEA and pregnenolone cream and try to normalize your diurnal pathway. Most commonly what you're seeing is people have got thyroid stress and their adrenal tries to pick up the difference, and the adrenal glands are overactive and your levels of cortisol are high, but the body's also converting hormones directly to male hormone or androstenedione, dihydrotestosterone, and testosterone, and you can measure saliva levels and see that their male hormone levels are elevated. And one of the things that she should have done is to measure not only her diurnal pattern of sterols, cortisol, DHEA, and pregnenolone, and melatonin, but also male hormones, because the 8-pyrrolyl norepinephrine and the hormone synergy should drop it to zero or very close.
Yeah.
Now, you need a little bit, because the sex drive in women is completely produced by their adrenal glands. Sex drive in women does not come from your ovaries unless you have PCOS syndrome, polycystic ovarian syndrome. It's completely from their adrenals. So the male hormone, and you need a little bit. That's why some women will take a female hormone injection that has male hormone in it. You need a little male hormone, but if you have too much, you'll grow hair follicles.
Okay. Bill, next is Len.
Yeah.
In an email. Hi, Dr. Bill. Thank you for the opportunity to consult with you on this matter. I have a partial tear in my rotator cuff, and it's bothering me more and more and starting to slightly affect my bicep. I do specific stretches for it, but stop after it feels better, and then the cycle repeats itself. I remember on your show a couple of months back, you spoke to a protocol for this condition. Would you please be able to relay that protocol to me?
Well, first off, the shoulder joint is what's called a dynamic joint. There's six different vectors in the shoulder joint because it can jam the rotator cuff. There's five muscles in the rotator cuff.
Mm-hmm.
And number one, you need the right type of stabilizing exercises, like the batons, like you see them from the Iranian ancient forces use these batons for exercising, or TheraBands, so you can do exercises to get the tensor joint in the proper forces because it's jamming against the acromion. The second thing is you need an MRI arthrogram to see where the partial tear is and go in there and actually get it surgically repaired. And then the nutraceuticals you need are Tendon Mender Joint Performance, Arthritix now, of course, Collagen Max, Mountain Red Velvet, and the Procollagen, which is the Her Majesty's Royal Jelly. If you take all those, you can also use Lumen Photon and Micropulse to speed the healing and production of stem cells. The Lumen Photon you want to put at setting 6 and 7, and NICO for regeneration of connective tissue. And the micropulse you can set it in a medium or higher range, and it'll regenerate the tissue. I don't recommend exercises unless you see an occupational therapist and work on a dynamic joint, because it's what's called a tensor joint. Because if you do the wrong exercise, you'll jam it and tear it. But you need to see an orthopedic surgeon, get an MRI arthrogram or a scope of the shoulder and repair. And you have to take the right supplements, you won't repair it properly. It'll take 6 months to 18 months to get proper tensile strength of the tissues back. If you don't take supplements, if you take the supplements, you'll cut that down to a third. You'll get 50% function return in 3 months and 100% in 6 months if you take supplements instead of a year and a half.
And next is our friend Henry. He's the mechanical engineer. Remember Henry?
Right.
Didn't I talk about him earlier? He called me this week, but he's also sent an email that he'd like for me to read on the air.
Go ahead.
And I just added that he's a mechanical engineer, because he's a really smart guy.
Yeah, good.
And so Henry, you're here twice today. Now we're going to, it's quite a long email.
Yeah. He's a good talker, pick out the important parts, because you only have a few minutes left.
Funny thing he says, he's praying that he's wrong about you-know-who, Donald Trump, but that's another story. I have a few worries myself, but we'll go on to his sister-in-law. Rheumatoid arthritis, Bill, is the first thing for his sister-in-law.
Right. Well, rheumatoid arthritis is due to Mycoplasma incognita. Mm-hmm. And the Mycoplasma incognita creates what's called homologous immune reaction, where the lymphocytes migrate into the joint space and damage and create a granuloma called a rheumatoid nodule.
Mm-hmm.
Rheumatoid nodules can exist anywhere, highest of your lungs or even in your brain. And they can be very dangerous. They can rupture a tendon. They can destroy the cartilage surface and destroy it. The joint can get so hot you can feel the foot away.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of the most painful things imaginable. In fact, I think it's more painful than a cancer. And you have to deal with the three things. You got to kill the pathogens off because it's triggered off by mycoplasma. You got to stop immune homology, autoimmunity, which is arthritics and the inflammex and cell defense plus. You got to rebuild the cartilage with tendon mender, joint performance, collagen max, and Her Majesty's Royal Jelly and Mountain Red Velvet. And we have a new DR cap that's coming out that'll help even heal it faster and better. That's coming, and that's going to be really, really good because the DR cap is going to mycelize those basic molecules. And rheumatoid arthritis will respond if you kill off the pathogens, turn off the inflammation, and do the building blocks.
And what is the regular cap? Because right now we just have regular mountain red deer. We don't have
regular mountain red deer. Regular mountain red deer will work. You just open one capsule, put it under your tongue, and the other capsule you swallow twice a day. Twice a day.
So it's funny you're saying the DR cap, but actually it's not even approved yet because remember.
Well, you're going to absorb some of them directly through the buccal mucosa of your mouth, so you know.
All the paperwork's in, but it's going to be a while, Bill, before that ever. You know the way the government is to get approved.
It's only a matter of getting a license. I can already talk to Campbell Boat Importing. It's just a matter of the licenses. We'll hear them in a few days to a week.
Do you really think it's going to come that quick right now?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah,
let's
I already talked to Campbell.
On that. We'll quote you.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
And welcome back, Michelle. You have some more questions, and hopefully we'll have some answers for the last quick segment here. You got to be brief, though, because we only have 4 or 5 minutes.
Well, here's the next one. It's Richard. Richard from Iowa.
Uh-huh.
I received my CardioVasc Monday, and I opened a bottle and tried it. Now I got the CardioVasc liquid.
Right.
The drops, or most people get the capsules. And
right.
You take the capsules. And
I have the drops here, too, though. I have a bottle right here, which I mix sometimes into my stuff. And okay.
The drops, he said, are very hot and could burn someone's mouth. I grow and eat hot peppers up to...
I disagree extremely strongly. I'm a person who cannot tolerate any hot foods, hardly at all. And this cardiovascular I add to my drink, and by the way, you can dilute. You don't put the... If you put the thing full force, strength into your mouth, of course it's
That's
going to be
That's what he's doing.
Bad idea.
Yeah.
Drop it in a drink and drink it.
Yeah,
and it won't burn your mouth, okay? Because I'm not going to be dumb enough to stick this directly in my mouth. Of course it's got things that are going to open up your circulation. It's going to... So if you put it in, like I put it in my...
Kelsey takes it in her drink.
Yeah, I put it, for example, in my drink, which has Sports Energy like Calm Mind Mirror, and Brain Mag, which are going to keep me calm. This is the calm version of me, by the way. And I put it in there, and I don't even hardly taste it. I say, oh, there's a little taste of cardiovascular. You do not put this directly in your mouth.
Period. You're going to blow your head off. Okay.
No, it's strong stuff. Okay,
right.
I don't know why you would do that and say, oh, it's too hot, it's burning. It's like, did you read the ingredients on it? You know, it's like, I don't think that's a smart thing to do. Now, the capsules, you're not going to have that problem. You just swallow it. It opens up in your gut, so no problem, unless you leave it in your mouth long enough that it starts to open, and you go, ooh. You
have
know,
you done that?
I have. but the liquid, and I got a bottle right here, and I add it. It doesn't do that. If you would put it in a dilution, like in water or like by drink, and it does nothing, okay? So, sorry, wrong instructions. Put it in your drink, and don't put it in your mouth, for God's sake.
Yeah. Next is Mark Bill from North Carolina. Wanted to send you some love and support. Perhaps people are waiting to order during the upcoming sale. And he's waiting for the birthday sale himself. Well, that's true, but it got some people there motivated this past week. Anyways, he says, much love and God the Father's best blessing to you both. Thank you, Mark, and blessings to you too. And God always takes care of us, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see, Denny. Denny from Virginia, Bill. Dr. Diggle, my other daughter, I guess he was talking to you about his daughter or something here, has, what's POTS, P-O-T-S, from post-Lyme disease? What's that?
It's basically a syndrome. Don't want to get into the long-term term of it. Basically, okay. Lyme disease will cause a chronic fatigue syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really simple how to fix it.
Disease is very common right now, too.
Right, but a lot of people think they have Lyme. But they don't have Lyme. And the reason is they don't do tests. And how do you find out Lyme? You do what's called an iSpot Lyme test to tell if you get activated IFN gamma. How many doctors know that IFN gamma is the ideal test to tell you if you have active Lyme? None. But an iSpot Lyme will tell you precisely if IFN gamma is in your blood. It's a very positive test. You can have IgG and IgM antibodies, which will show a remote Lyme infection.
Mm-hmm.
Most times, how many pathogens do you think when I've tested in the past or ask people now to get testing, say, immunoscientists, some immunology lab, the average is 5 pathogens, including cytomegalovirus, HHV6, Lyme, and Lyme-like parasites. They usually have multiple pathogens.
What's the protocol for Lyme, Bill?
3 antibiotics, Neutrodyne, Allicin Med, NutriSilver, NutriDefense, High-Dose Power C, Mitochondrial Support, Mitochondrial Catalyst, CoQ10 Ubiquinol, and Gamma E Plus, Cell Defense Plus, to stop the peroxynitrate, and boom, their brain wakes up, their mitochondria wake up, and they're happy.
Thank you for listening.
And their pathogens are dead, and their Lyme disease goes away. Go ahead, Mish.
God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. It's always a pleasure to be here. Enjoy the weather.
If you haven't had an answer to your question, just buy a product and I'll answer it.
Did you notice it's freezing?
Become a customer.
Did you notice it's freezing?
No.
It's beautiful. It's cold and it's going to rain again.
Oh, really?
Yay.
I didn't know.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party
property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.